Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc, helping you solve your sleep issues without dangerous drugs. Today, we're going to talk about sleep, pregnancy, and for women trying to conceive. And that is, for women trying to conceive, regular bedtime may reduce the time it takes to become pregnant. Here is the details. In a prospective cohort study designed to determine the association of different measures of chronodisruption with time to conception, TTC, researchers from Washington University in St. Louis found that women who were trying to become pregnant who had more regular bedtimes took less time to conceive than those whose bedtimes were more erratic. They presented these findings at ASRM Scientific Congress and Expo in Denver. They recruited women from the community who were planning pregnancy and issued them actigraphs to wear continuously for 2 weeks to record them and measure their activities and rest cycles. Participants were included in the study if they had at least 7 days of unstable actigraphy data and a confirmed conception date. IVF patients were excluded. The actigraph data was used to ascertain the women's time of sleep onset, waking, and sleep duration because most use alarm clocks. Very little variation was observed in the wake-up times. Participants were placed in quarterlies based on how much their sleep onset time varied from day to day. Women in the lowest quartile had variations of less than 67 minutes a day in their time they went to sleep each night. Bedtimes for women in the highest quartile varied more than 138 minutes. Of 176 participants, 75 were pregnant by the end of the year following the initiation of the study. Those who became pregnant were more likely to be white, have a lower BMI, and have higher levels of education and income. After adjusting for income and BMI, participants with less variation in the time they went to sleep had significant shorter time to conception than women whose sleep onset was less predictable. Neither sleep duration nor wake-up time was associated with shorter time to conception. Elizabeth Ginsburg, MD, member of ASRM's board of directors, says in a release, "We now know that adequate sleep is important to normal hormonal regulation and healthy functioning. This study indicates that for women planning to conceive, the establishment of regular sleep habits could be advantageous." And this ties into a few episodes ago, I talked about the epigenetic traits that get passed on to the baby inside the mom. Meaning, if you're an exerciser and you have other healthy habits and take care of your posture and your spine and your nervous system, well hydrated, regular sleep times, that's going to transfer into habits into the child. And also, before the child is even conceived, having regular, healthy circadian rhythm sleep times is really imperative. And if you're having concerns with some chronic sleep debt and chronic sleep issues, feel free to head over to drhedley.com and apply for a consultation, as well as check me out every Tuesday and Thursday night on Facebook under Dr. Mike Headley. I do Facebook Lives. You can ask questions and learn a few new things that are coming out each and every week. And with this, I thank you for listening and sharing this message of sleep help and sleep discovery and optimizing your sleep. Dr. Headley signing off. As always, sweet dreams.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.